What is up, everybody? Welcome to the next meeting of the Kessel Club, the only podcast that has, you know, more nerdy girls than nerdy dudes. And it's especially true this episode. We got special guest, my sister Julie. Say hi, Julie.
What's up?
I'm Jeremy. With us as always, Megan.
Hi.
And Deming.
Hello.
All right. And waved again. You guys can't not wave.
And I probably did not.
Boom. Me neither.
I do it on the phone.
I gesture a lot on the phone, but that's just basically so I feel like I'm making a good point. Like, I'm like, yeah, me, you're doing it. All right, so.
I'm loving it.
First item of business here for podcast this week. Deming, you saw a movie.
I did. This is a movie that's actually come up in a previous cast.
One of our many previous episodes.
You have to go way back.
Word.
So I saw Limitless a little bit on accident.
As it should be.
I was at the drive-in, and I'd just seen Source Code, and I was like, fuck it, I know I only paid like $3 for this ticket, but I am staying.
That's like the rules of drive-in. You stick around.
Rules of drive-in.
The rules of drive-in.
Yes.
Source Code was actually paired as a double feature with Battle LA.
Ooh.
And in between that, I got to watch the credits for Sucker Punch, which ultimately ended up being the best thing I saw all night.
I know, right?
Oh, yes. Anyway.
We'll talk about Sucker Punch in a second.
Yeah, because I own the soundtrack.
Go
I just
on.
Want to talk about
me
it.
Too.
But anyway, Battle LA was like, well, this is making me queasy. Let me just turn over here to Limitless. And the opening credits, I was just like, is it done yet? And I kept looking back. Anyway, it was really upsetting, and pretty much the whole beginning was just me and my friend joking that, like, we wish that his haircut could be limitless or some shit. We're just waiting for a makeover montage. And then we got really upset because we were afraid that it wasn't going to be a movie where everything just went well, which is what we were hoping for. I wikied the plot.
And that's when Bradley Cooper got really handsome. The end.
Right?
As it should be.
That was just a hangover, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's all good.
Sure.
But that did not happen. Also, what was up with Source Code? Did people actually
haven't
see
seen
that?
Source Code?
Yeah, we haven't
seen it yet. That's on our to sneak into list this week.
Well, like, just go watch Moon again and imagine something a little bit worse.
Ooh, I did like Moon.
I've never seen
it's
Moon.
On Netflix Instant. Check that shit
sure.
out. All right, so Sucker Punch. I don't know what's going on in the universe. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. I really like Sucker Punch. I don't think anybody else...
Sucker Punch!
I don't think...
Yeah.
We're totally alone, the three of us.
Everybody else I know... Either,
I get to see it, but I have a feeling I'll be in the same boat.
Too. It's totally good. But, like,
I
people
it.
Are like, they should have just called it Suck. Like, fuck you. Like,
everybody
I thought that was awesome.
Everybody I know either
it's a winning bon mot.
Either, like, absolutely hated it, or was like... It was all right. Like, nobody I know actually liked it. I'm like, I really genuinely liked it.
I think my date didn't like it, but said he did.
I think people thought it was like a ripoff of Inception or something, which I did not get.
What the frack? First of all, like, completely different movies, can I just say?
Totally.
You know what I liked? Are girls in tiny Sailor Moon outfits,
right?
Fighting zombie robot Nazis. That's what I like, and that's what I got. And musical numbers.
Pretty much.
Ugh.
What more could you even want?
Yeah. I'm so glad I got to trick someone into taking me.
I really like that. So, a small nerd detour. Talking about, in a way, talking about sports. So I work, you know, for the A's, for those of you who don't.
Hello.
Those are our many listeners who don't. I work for the A's, and one of our pitchers comes out, his walking out to the mound music is White Rabbit.
I was listening to
and,
On the Way Here.
Right? Great.
I don't know why I pointed.
It's a great version.
Okay.
Yeah. You were listening to it out of there, pointing. But I convinced our director. I think he's going to let me switch out White Rabbit, the original version, with the version from Sucker Punch. So stay tuned for that one.
Speaking of Nick Swisher, thinking baseball in general.
Not at all.
Baseball. Because Nick Swisher plays baseball.
That's true. He does.
I found this out today while I was researching for my list. So Nick Swisher,
the great Nick Swisher,
is married to Joanna Garcia,
mm-hmm.
who's an actress lady. She's on TV and stuff.
Right.
And now she's Joanna Garcia Swisher.
Nice.
Joanna Garcia Swisher was Sam on Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Boom.
What?
That's
yep.
classic.
Good choice, Nick Swisher.
Right?
Good choice. Nick Swisher. Ladies
two degrees of Nickelodeon.
There's no such thing as a bolt of thunder. All right.
Fine for what? Hitting a ball into outer space?
Exactly. All right. So I do have a follow-up from last week for you, my dear. Yes. I did a little research into this, and it turns out that your boy Chris Evans did lose some weight. But that was not all weight loss. Some of it was CG. So we were both right.
Huh.
He did not, in fact, do a, you know, Christian Bale. Bale. Yes. No. Jinx. Boom. No, what around what I can do? There you go. I'm just an awesome podcast. Christian Bale, yeah, no, I didn't pull a Christian Bale. He lost some weight, but, you know.
But then they CG'd him to be even tinier.
Exactly. It's Captain America.
Way to ruin my perfect season. Senor ruined my perfect season.
Shout out to the previous podcast.
Boom. All right. So that's my big update from last week. Anybody else have any...
So much has happened.
I know. Anybody else have any other issues besides that Limitless will give you a headache and Sucker Punch is better than everybody thinks it was?
The end credits were amazing.
Of Sucker Punch?
Of Sucker Punch. Because it's a totally grim ending. Everything's awful.
Yes.
It's so sad. And it's cut to a musical number.
Yeah.
Where the singer is the villain.
Yes.
But he's like jaunty.
Yes.
And then all the girls are dancing.
It's pretty cool.
Is it like in Gamer with Michael Cera?
Was I the only other one that liked Gamer?
I see.
I am the one person here who has not.
I try to talk to you and sing it, and you're always like, yeah, we can watch Gamer. In the same way that you're like.
Okay, James Rhodey from Spike had a cameo.
Your boy?
What?
I didn't know you liked that guy.
Shut up! Michael C. Hall, Gerard Butler, holla. I made my boyfriend at the time take me at like 11 a.m. on the day we were supposed to sing his mom.
It was actually pretty clever and kind of, it's not.
I mean, it's awful,
I mean, like, there's parts of it that are actually like, oh, that's an interesting thing to do, but I haven't seen the movie before.
There we go.
You know, like, I mean, it's worse than Crank, but still worth watching. And that is my sparkling review. Worse than Crank, still worth watching.
I dig it.
How did we get here? It was pretty awesome, though. I mean, the ending is pretty cool and stuff. Although, I'm sure for some of the ladies here, the ending was also cut, you know, by some John Hamm there at the end as well.
Wait, John Hamm's in Gamer?
No.
Oh, we're talking about Sucker Punch.
Okay. I was like, wait.
No. John Hamm was in Gamer. I would have had you watching it about 6 months ago.
I mean, John Hamm should be in everything.
Yeah, I think the guy that I thought would just take a hit every time John Hamm's on screen.
Wait, what?
I thought you were going to say John Hamm should be in everything.
Including my vagina.
Yes, that's what I thought you were going to say. But no. Podcast. All right. One more thing. Just a quick note. Don't really have anything else to say about this, but earlier this morning, I literally had to like sit and try to remember whether or not Green Lantern had already come out. Because like I seriously, yeah, I know it. I determined that it hadn't. But for a while, I was like, did that fucking movie already come out? And it hadn't. I don't know what that says about Green Lantern or me, but I assume not good.
It was on the front of IMDb today. It was just a big Ryan Reynolds staring into a green light.
So how long until you clicked away from that?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, well, I guess we should get into our top fives. I'd hit that list of this week. This week, we kind of need a better name for this than this, but for this particular category, the category is Kid Show Crushes. Retrospective.
Yeah.
So basically, it's not people who were on kid shows, it's people who were on shows you watched when you were a kid. But that is a long thing to say. Like, crushes from shows that you watched when you were a kid, retrospective.
Shill.
Yeah, exactly.
I got this.
Right, so we're going to talk about our top five crushes from shows we watched when we were young people, and take a look back and see if, you know, we would still hit that. So... Why don't our guest, Julie, why don't you hop in there and give us your number five. Ring it.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure how this fits into the genre as everyone else's. Some of mine are kid shows, but this one's a show I watched as a kid.
Okay.
And it's Tyreek from Sister Sister.
Yeah.
Very, very attractive.
Okay.
Hot.
Barely remember Sister Sister. I remember Jack A.
You remember Jack A.
And then Tia and Tamara. Like, that's literally where my knowledge of Sister Sister ends. I used to watch it.
Tyreek came in the later years because it was Tia's boyfriend.
Do you guys remember the episode where they went to Freaknik?
No.
And they saw Maya.
It was really distressing, wasn't it? It was really weird. It'd be like if the Cosby kids went to frickin', like, you know, Lake Havasu. That's right.
Give or take.
Boom. Yeah.
Solid. Right. Anyway, I concur.
And now, what do you think now?
Yeah, well, I looked up current pictures. The actor's name is Ronrico Lee.
Ooh.
Hasn't really done anything else.
Still hot.
She will still hit that show. Good. Good team.
Okay. All right.
Can I just say, though, for my list? That all of mine are cartoon characters.
All of them?
100% of my list is cartoon characters. These are, I guess, my top cartoon characters I like to
find. Yeah, your CCILF.
So, and it's mixed gender. I had a lot of crazy crushes. Nice. Number five, Hercules, Megara. Still hot. I'd still hit it. Hot then. I still want to be her. I'm okay with it. Those hips.
Don't like that.
Very true.
Right?
Word.
Megara.
And now, you know, considering that her drawing hasn't decayed.
She's aged gracefully.
All right.
So my number five is Ian Ziering. And if anyone ever watched 90210, he was on 90210. But that's not the reason, because I hated 90210 when I was a kid, because my sister watched it. The reason I picked Ian Ziering is because he was the voice of two different cartoon characters that I had crushes on, both of whom were, like, anthropomorphic animals. I was a furry when I was a little kid, apparently. He was the voice of Vinny the White Mouse on Biker Mice from Mars.
Nice.
And he was the voice of Wild Wing, the main duck on the Mighty Ducks cartoon.
Nice! That's a winner.
So,
that's our first Mighty Ducks mention. I'm surprised it took that one.
Yeah,
it took us an episode in, like, a fifth.
Yeah, so that's... So Ian Ziering is my number five. He's in Domino. He's one of the two. Him and Brian Austin Green are the two 90210 guys that they like kidnap.
Oh.
He's the blonde one.
All right.
If anybody saw
Domino. I watched Domino, but I was like, Mickey Fork, what's happened? My number five. I had drawn this. In fact, while you guys were talking, I audibled and changed my number five. I promoted one of my honorable mentions and sent my old number five down to the minors. My number five, Clarissa Darling. Clarissa explains it all.
She's
fucking cute, right?
Oh, that reminds me of somebody that I forgot.
She's cute. She stood up to her little brother's bully and then ended up tapping that. And whenever she has a problem, she just designs a video game to figure it out, to like solve it. And by the way, those video games never solved it. They were just like, and then I got to the end of this level. Now I know what to do. Like, the game didn't tell a story at all. It was just like, it was literally just like a Super Mario Brothers level where like, oh man, this teacher keeps throwing exams at me, but I jumped over them. Now I'm ready to take the exam. Like, that doesn't teach you anything. But it was awesome. So my number five, Clarissa Darling. Hey, Sam.
That
all
right. is a perfect segue into my number
five. Oh,
Sam.
Yay.
Sam. High five.
The best friend with the ladder. Mm-hmm. Always there. Always ready.
Now I kind of feel weird about us watching that show together.
His mom was in roller derby. There was like a whole...
Oh, that's right. His mom was roller derby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roller derby.
Yeah. Roller derbist.
Yeah. A roller derby. Yeah. Which sound... Never mind.
I was a fan of the hairstyle. It was like, it was shaggier than a bowl cut, so he could like put his fingers through his hair and kind of mess it up.
He could Renfro it.
That was pretty hot, yeah.
All kinds of 90s.
I had a... Stop making fun of me for liking Brad Renfro.
I'm not making fun of you for liking Brad Renfro. I'm making fun of Brad Renfro for punching his girlfriend.
Yeah, and then he died of a heroin overdose, so let's...
Just a class.
I like how we're actually interrupting Julie.
Sorry.
I was coming to the end. but Sam was actually the first when this category was announced. But I admit that.
First thing
and
you
I
thought,
found out, yeah,
Sam.
That was nice. My first one that came to my head.
I like how you say announced when I made it known. Devin, number four.
Number four for me. Animated category. It's Captain Li Shang from Mulan. I appreciated that he liked to get down to business.
And like, nope, never mind. I'm disregarding that joke. Throwing that right in the bin. That is. Boom. Yeah, there you go. I just didn't want to make the first racist joke on the podcast, so I'm leaving.
Upsetting. Anyway, I feel like in retrospect,
nationalist.
In retrospect, I would not hit that.
Because you seemed a little bit sexist, like Mac.
Yeah.
You don't know where he's been.
Too. I don't know where he's
all
been.
Over.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was in China in like 1,000 years ago. Yeah, probably not a lot of cleanliness in the
actually, the
1,000
Asian
years
countries
ago.
Were surprisingly cleanly.
I just mean 1,000 years ago, health in general wasn't
that's
awesome.
True. Yeah.
A lot of pock marks. Bitches running wild. Bitches. Gotta put that bitch on a leash. Number four.
So my number four was Ryder Strong.
Boom.
Right? Good old Sean. Oh, did you have him too?
I'm not gonna say anything.
Okay.
It's gonna come up at a later date.
Yeah.
So,
but actually I had a friend when I was in like third grade or whenever, like when that show like first came out, Boy Meets World. I had a friend who knew him and his brother because they were from
Sebastopol.
Yeah.
Shout out.
And so she knew them, and so she had like she had signed pictures from both of them. They were like, "Hey Jessica, how's it going?" And I was like, "I hate you. Oh, I'm so mad that you know them." She's like, "Yeah, they're my friends."
No,
good deal.
Right on.
Lame.
All right. My number four is kind of... I admit that this is a bullshit pick. I'm going to go ahead and say this is a bullshit pick, but I don't... You know. My number four
language.
Pick... My number four pick from Star Trek Voyager 7 and 9. I'm all in.
Jerry Ryan.
Yep. She's a Borg girl. And for me, Resistance was futile.
Why is that a bullshit pick?
I don't know, because... It seems like saying like Jenny McCarthy or something. Like it's just like it's not hard to pick that. You know what I mean?
But you
it's
do.
Like saying that your favorite band is the Beatles.
Which, by the way, if anybody says that who's under the age of 40, it's not their favorite band.
It could be their favorite band. If they hung out with Mr. Colin a lot.
Isn't it weird that I like don't know like any Beatles songs?
Yes. That is
my
weird.
Dad's from Vallejo. I grew up on Motown. I don't know any Beatles songs.
Yeah, but then you grew up in Sebastopol, and
I fucking hate
where
it.
Weed is currency. Like, I don't understand.
I didn't smoke pot then.
I'm just saying still. I'm just, you would think that just from walking around at some point, you hear Imagine on repeat 27
That's
times.
Not a Beatles song, it's a John Lennon song.
You know what I mean, though. I'm just saying based on...
I'd be like, fuck you, and I'd start cranking just my imagination.
Oh! I'd just crank Toxic right behind it, like... Alright, number three.
Okay.
Julie.
Number three, don't feel so alone because I got a cartoon for
yes.
TJ from Recess.
Nice!
Yeah.
I never really watched the main kid. Backwards
nice
Hat,
pick.
Voiced by Andy Lawrence.
Boom.
The Lawrence Brothers.
This
the
one.
Oh, those Lawrence Brothers.
Right? Did you ever watch Brotherly Love?
Yes.
That had all three of them on it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was most age appropriate, so. But I liked Matthew Lawrence.
Anyway, like, you're the most age appropriate.
Yeah. But TJ, character TJ, nice leader. I don't know if I'd hit that today, because if he's still, like, head of a gang.
The Recess gang? You think they all hung out still?
But he was so creative. Like, he made up womps as a word to replace the curse
word.
And he could always avoid the Finster and get in trouble and such.
Finster?
So, I'd hit that. For sure. All
right.
Okay.
Them.
So my number three is Sailor Moon.
Nice.
I had a really, really big crush on Sailor Moon.
You know, I've never watched Sailor Moon.
We should watch Sailor Moon.
You should, if
I'll
you like
right
Sucker Punch, you would like Sailor Moon.
We should watch the later seasons, though, because the first season is kind of... The first and the fourth seasons are... I'm just going to...
Well, I'm just your gesturing on the podcast.
I know, but I'm just doing to you.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the people can't hear. Yeah. She did a meh gesture. I did it while I was saying it. God damn.
How embarrassing. Anyway, you two, go watch Sailor Moon and make up.
What about now, though? Hold on, sorry. What about now for Sailor Moon? Still? Holds up?
It's so weird about it.
Okay.
Short skirt.
No, she is
long jacket.
14.
Yeah, I feel weird about it.
Is that why? All right.
Did she not age?
No.
I mean, she's cartoon. Tommy Pickles has been two for like 100 years. And not on my list,
and
by
voiced
the way.
By a chick.
Word.
So, my number three is
is Dean Cain.
Nice.
From Lois and Clark, New Adventures of Superman.
Superman.
That was my jam when I was like 10. And I think, and he was the first person where someone like I think I was in like fifth grade and someone asked me if like if I had to do it with somebody, who would I do it with?
You didn't go Jimmy Olsen, you went Clark?
No, because Justin Whalen was cute, but he wasn't Dean Cain. Come on. I would not really hit that anymore. He played Scott Peterson in a TV movie.
Ooh, yeah, that was kind of wrong.
Oh my gosh. And he does the Ripley's Believe It or Not show now.
Not anymore. Yeah. I mean, I think that got canceled.
I don't know. That's just where the only place I see him now.
You know? Believe it.
So the answer is no, I would no longer hit that.
Right on. What are we on? Three?
Yeah, we're on three.
Three. My number three, tangentially related to some previous books, I'm going Yvette Henderson from Smart Guy, the sister from Smart Guy. Thought she was pretty awesome. I had a thing for her back in the day.
I hated Smart Guy.
Well,
episode that they only aired once and they pulled from TV
because
it was too racy?
Which one?
The one where he meets a predator online.
What?
And then he goes.
No.
Yes!
TJ
Maxx. And he goes over to his house, and the friend's like, hey, why don't you stand in front of this blue screen and take
what
off your shirt?
What the fuck? Seriously?
Dead kid. Like, Mom, just pretend that you're surfing. Now take off your pants.
Pretend that you're surfing. Yeah, like you pantsless surfing.
And then, anyway, his dad finds out and takes his modem away.
He's come a long way from that Roofer Man commercial.
I think it was
right
the
now.
Next year that they did the Predator episode on Sister Sister, which stars his actual sister.
Predators
so maybe
Run
like,
Wild.
That didn't work.
The first episode ever of
it's
one for the Next Generation that happened in. Because
I thought you were gonna say the episode.
What's her name? The dumb girl with the blonde girl with the weird face.
Yeah, she has she's like and her dad is the
Manny's best
guy.
Friend. I don't know.
Ex best friend.
Oh yeah,
ex.
Totally.
I don't remember what her name is, but yeah, that was the first episode of Next Generation.
I felt like that show really went downhill when like that nerdy girl started doing that like snap bracelet thing for sexual favors.
Oh yeah, she got gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Wow. I've never seen it. All right. But I thought when you said an episode that got pulled from Interesting, I thought you were going to talk about the one where Yvette was struggling with whether or not to get a
boob job.
For graduation.
Nope. And he wanted to get his ears pinned back.
Yeah, he wanted to get his fucking ears pinned back.
Would you still hit that now that she's on a Tyler Perry show?
Sure. I mean, she can't. She just needs to work. She's making that money. Yvette Henderson, Smart Guy. Real name, Essence Atkins.
Okay.
Julie!
Well, my number two kind of already been covered, but I'm going back because I have to expand because it's more so. My number two are The Boys of Boy Meets World.
Ooh,
and I have a list.
Category.
Like, I could not choose.
You can go Jack.
That show was my childhood.
Is Jack on your list?
Tell me
Jack's not on your list.
So Sean.
Boom.
Corey.
What?
Eric.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jack.
Right. Minkus.
Griff.
Oh, Griff!
Which was
Adam Scott!
He was a bully for one season.
Right.
Yeah, played by Adam Scott.
Adam Scott, his older brother and stepbrothers, and is from Santa Cruz.
Boom. Yep, knew that.
And Mr. Turner.
Of course.
That's my
I was really
Adam
angry.
Adam Scott didn't get big until he left Santa Cruz, by the way. Notice that.
Mr. Turner is the teacher who rides a motorcycle who Sean goes to live with.
Yeah. After his dad's all shitty or whatever.
Remember that episode where like Sean's girlfriend got punched in the face by her dad and then
there's
he brought
like
her over
a million
to like,
good
Mr.
episodes
Turner.
Of that show.
No, and then Mr. Turner was like, I'm gonna handle this.
Yeah.
Remember when Sean had a pig named Little Corey?
Do you remember the one where Mr. Feeney told Sean that he had to get tickets to the Super Bowl or he would fail the class? And
he did.
No, but the best part was he was like, he the way that he found to do it was to enter a contest to sit on a billboard in like the freezing cold of wherever they were.
Philadelphia. Yeah.
And the only other person, and he was the second to last one up there because the last guy up there was an Eskimo who was eating ice cream and just sitting on the, like, really happily sitting up on the billboard. And then he, like, I got snuck into the Super Bowl, and so he's the one. He got his.
I just remember that Peter Tork was Topanga's dad, and so, like, the
monkey. Yeah, they did a monkey reunion every now and then.
He would be on the show, except for Michael Nesmith because he refuses to be on anything that involves the monkeys.
Yeah. Good call.
So The Boys of Boy Meets World.
Boys of Boy Meets World.
I think I would still hit all of that, except probably Mr. Turner. He's pretty old.
He's probably like 60,
yeah.
though. But maybe
he
might
still be good looking, though.
Might be a silver fox.
Yeah. But
he's probably like 50 now. He's not 60. Not sure what
be reasonable.
Be reasonable. Anyway. Demi,
I thought that was a very well broken down number two. So my number two.
Thank you.
From my favorite animated children's film, which was Anastasia.
Nice.
Which is grim. Dimitri, voiced by John Cusack, obviously. A little flippy Russian hair, I loved it.
Okay.
Interruption. And he's such a rogue.
Interruption for a quick story about Anastasia. And this girl who is in this story will come up in our next episode, you know, teaser for the next episode. A girl.
What's our next episode?
Oh, it's freaking our next episode, for those of you just itching for a preview, is going to be tentatively titled Stalker Piece Theater.
Oh, yay!
So we'll get to that, you know,
so I don't
next
get to
week.
Read my oh,
no,
we'll,
text
to text
No, me. You surely do. But anyway, so this, a girl, who will come up later, like the first, like, time we went on a date, or whatever, I don't know, you know, the way that, like, it works in, like, college, where she's like, I'm gonna
The
sleep.
First time you got drunk at a party together?
That's
or?
About it. She had her DVDs with her, because she was stopping at our house on her way home to Sacramento.
Wow,
and Yeah, you guys know. And she was like, we have to watch Anastasia. I was like, do we? Do we really have to watch it? She was like, yes. So I was like, okay. So I put Anastasia in my laptop and, like, set it on my desk. And, like, it was, like, you know, 11:30 or something. And then we just, like, both got in my bed. And then I immediately fell asleep. Because I am a boy. And so I don't like
but
Anastasia.
But there are so many good songs. I know.
Christopher Lloyd.
Because I am a boy. And I don't like Anastasia.
And but did you see The Bat?
I've seen that movie before. First of all, like, okay, first of all, I've seen the movie before. It's not for me, like, it doesn't have a lot of rewatch value, so it's just weird to be like, it'd be like if I was like, you know what we should really watch again, like, right now? Oh, I can't think of any because there are no movies that I would care about enough to be, like, really insistent.
But isn't it fun to watch the people sing and dance about the oppression of a communist regime?
Dude, we should really watch Coach Carter again. Like, that's the equivalent in my head. Let's watch Glory Road again. Like,
hey,
I just don't care.
Josh Lucas isn't
I understand
Road.
That. I'm just saying I can't be bothered to be like, I bought the DVD of fucking Coach Carter or, you know, What's Eating Gilbert Grape or whatever. Like, that's not a movie I would want to watch multiple times. So
well,
I don't understand.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape is an exception. That's a heavy movie.
But also, like, if it's the day that you meet somebody, are you really going
to
be like, we got
to
watch this Disney animated
need
movie?
To watch.
We're
it's
totally
Disney,
20 years
old.
Or this,
Blue.
This
it's DreamWorks.
Animated movie. We're totally 20 years old, though.
That was upsetting.
I'm sorry. Wow. All right, you know what? All right. Point being,
I would still hit that.
I'm saying I should have known, like, literally before we were actually dating, that this was a bad idea.
You found $5.
And then I found $5. Megan.
So, cool story, Jeremy.
My number two, and I would definitely, definitely still hit this, is Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Ooh. Nice.
He's on a new show with Breckin Meyer.
Yeah, he's on that.
Breckin Meyer.
I know, right? He looks very good.
For the uninitiated, could you explain Mark Paul Gosselaar?
Mark Paul Gosselaar was Zach Morris on Saved by the Bell.
Time out,
indeed.
Do we need to take a poll of who's a Zach and who's a AC? Real Zachs? Or?
I think
I'm
so.
A Zach.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm an AC. Yo, preppy.
So that's preppy. What that's from. The other day. So it was like either yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
Either yesterday or the day before. I don't know why, but it just popped in my head. Someone being like, yo, preppy, a preppy. And, like, I couldn't remember what it was from.
Have you ever heard of this is something that girls will never know about or do. Have you guys ever heard of the Slater dump?
No.
That's where you poop sitting backwards on a toilet. Like, Slater.
No.
Yeah. Some guy was like, this guy I used to record another podcast, like, swears by it. I'm like, stop talking to me about this.
You know, you're actually supposed
to,
like,
spread
put
that
your
horrible
feet
knowledge.
Up when you poop, because you're always supposed to poo in a squatting position, because that's what your body is naturally designed
the
to do.
The more you know. So, you, but,
I learned that
Mark Paul Gosselaar, right? Let's,
yeah, Mark Paul Gosselaar.
And, my number two, and this is going to bring us way back from the horrible poopy depths that we were in. My number two, from a short-run Nickelodeon show,
mm-hmm.
My number two, from Space Cases, Catalina, played by Miss Jewel State. I I'm very happy about that. If only because I'd like, if I was, you know, going with a lady, I'd like to know that her delusions were actually reality. Like, if I think a girl's crazy, it'd be nice to at least know that she's right. That's basically all I'm saying. And I would totally still hit that. Oh my god, I would totally still hit that. What's up, Kaylee? Holler.
Yeah.
Alright, so now let's go around the room real quick to say our top like last four. All
recap.
Right, we'll end up
recap.
In Julie.
Recap.
My number five, Clarissa Darling. Number four, 709. Number three, Yvette from Smart Guy. And number two, from Space Cases, Catalina. Megan.
Oh, we're going backwards?
Yep, let's end up with Julie.
Oh, that makes sense. So my number five is Ian Ziering. My number four is Ryder Strong. Number three, Dean Kane. Number two, Mark Paul Gessler.
Okay. Megara, Captain Lee Shen. Sailor Moon. And
okay, my number five was Tyreek from Sister Sister. Four was Sam on Clarissa Explains It All.
Word.
Three was TJ on Recess. Number two were the boys of Boy Meets World. And my number one, now this is really the first guy I can remember as a kid having a real crush on. Like, oh my god, he's so cute. David Lasher, who played Ted on Hey Dude.
Hey!
Also known from Blossom and in the later years of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Nice.
Just a total hottie. And
total
hottie. Yeah.
Was he the one that was always fighting with Brad? And like, trying to hit on Melody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That dude would not watch out for him, Killer Cap. What were your honorable mentions?
Oh, Kel Mitchell.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Interesting. Trill, like and bony.
Leo,
and on Dan,
Leo DiCaprio. Leo DiCaprio. Growing pains.
Nice.
Not Kirk Cameron.
I feel like
especially
he's
going
to
go all crazy, but I just, yeah, I wouldn't hit that
good
anyway. Otto on Rocket Power.
Hey,
anybody,
animated.
Later? Steve, who is DJ's boyfriend on Full House.
Oh
Steve.
Wow.
Steve.
Wow. Yeah.
You would
Henry.
Totally hit that guy.
Henry of Henry and June of Kablam.
Oh, nice. With
yeah.
the blue hair.
Yeah.
Right?
Turn the
pages.
No,
green hair.
Green
and
hair.
Then this one is a shout out to Lily.
What up,
Lily? Ash Ketchum from Pokemon.
Boom.
That was her hobby. I had to throw it in there.
What could be more attractive than a wandering adolescent just making animals fight each other?
Just when he got really pumped up and he's like,
yeah!
Yeah! Do our best!
I'm gonna leave you alone in this ball. Only one of you will get to be my real friend. The rest
Pikachu,
of you will
Pikachu
only fight for my amusement.
That's why Pikachu's
oh, I know. I'm just saying. Like, why did the other ones have to be the ball?
Did anyone ever notice the parallels between Sabrina the Teenage Witch and Pokemon the Animated Series?
Talking Cat?
There is sarcastic Talking Cat.
Yes.
That's all I got.
One for
so
one.
Just the
sure.
The one.
Ding, ding,
it was
ding, ding, ding,
stunning.
Ding. Sure. All right,
damn it. Okay, so my number one, actually instantly, once when I had a MySpace, I edited together a picture of me and this cartoon character and made it my profile picture.
Boom.
And my boyfriend at the time got really pissed off, jealous.
Really?
Like, angry.
I'm gonna beat down that
like,
car, man.
Commented, being like, I don't know why you have to do that. And then my Leah, she was like, oh, I'm so glad you finally scored with that guy. And then my boyfriend at the time was like, why do you have to be like that, Leah?
Leah's always so supportive.
Leah's so supportive. Anyway, so it's Terry McGinnis from Batman Beyond.
Oh!
Good choice.
That is, we're going to talk about this in a second, too.
Because he's fine.
Very acrobatic guy.
Anyway, interestingly,
Batman Beyond.
Yeah, it was. It had everything.
Sure.
But my honorable mention is also from Batman Beyond, and it's Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, nice choice.
He's a hotter girlfriend before he saved that boring girl.
Mr. J.
Right. What you got? Number one.
So my number one and my number
one. Oh wait,
one,
I'm sorry, I didn't get that as honorable mention. That's one.
That was
not. Was that? Oh, that was your only honorable mention. I had a bunch more.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm making up for everybody.
Oh good.
Yeah, just kind of Julian.
Word.
So many, but so my number one and this is the one cartoon that made it into my list.
Yeah.
Is a Trent Lane from Daria. Dude, I had the biggest...
Yeah, think for Trent.
I had the biggest boner for Trent when I was in, like, junior high. We were all like, oh, why can't he be real? And like, hey, Daria.
You probably wanted a writer to end up with Ethan Hawke, didn't you?
No, Ben Stiller was the obvious.
Absolutely, right?
So yeah, I have 14 honorable mentions.
Doing the rap.
Yeah. No, I'm far too white for rapping.
Yeah, but
I watched a lot of TV when I was a little kid, so I had a lot of options. But so my first honorable mention is David Yost, the original Blue Ranger, Billy with the glasses.
Okay.
I've got John Stamos, Uncle Jesse.
Nice.
Nate Richard Harvey from Sabrina. Steve Burton, he's on General Hospital now, but he was Evie's boyfriend on Out of This World. Ross Hull was Gary on Are You Afraid of the Dark?
All the guys were Are You Afraid of the Dark on here?
No, just that guy.
Okay, just those two.
What?
I'm sorry.
Two?
Good.
There's only one.
I'm sorry. Somebody else. Never mind. Go on.
Huh?
What?
Name. Omri Katz. He was on Erie, Indiana, and he's also the main dude in Hocus Pocus. Max.
Noise.
Max. Max. Yeah. Not Thackeray.
No, not Thackeray. That guy's on NCIS now.
Right on.
But Elias Codius, who was Casey Jones in the first Ninja Turtles movie.
Wait, Elias Codius?
That's a great name. Thanks a lot.
Or Elias Codius.
Whatever.
However you want to pronounce that name.
One ring.
The one girl that made it on the list is Catherine Bach, who played Daisy Duke.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes, from Dukes of Hazzard. Peter Pan from Peter Pan and the Pirates. 20th Century Fox's Peter Pan and the Pirates. The whole. Did anyone ever here watch Pirates of Dark Water, or am I the only one who called it?
I've never even heard of that thing.
I gave out Pirates of Dark Water Valentine's when I was like 8. So the main dude from that, who is voiced by the guy from one of the dudes in Adventures in Babysitting, Enzo from Reboot, when he's all grown up and piratey. Raphael from Ninja Turtles. Fun fact, he was voiced by a man named Robert Paulson.
And he's cool but rude.
Wheeler from Captain Planet. And last but not least, Andrew Keegan, because he was on Thunder Alley with Ed Asner.
Alright. I don't know how to feel about myself now. Really? I mean, I'm no Blue Ranger. Alright, my number one.
Put your glasses back on.
Put my glasses back and just unlaser my eye. Just put myself in the eyes. My number one is from a movie, but there have been some other movie choices, so I'm going to filter that out. My number one, from 10 Things I Hate About You, Kat Stratford.
Mm-hmm.
Your girl Julia Stiles. I feel pretty good about it. I noticed that all my girls are like smart girls, which I'm pretty stoked about.
Okay.
Yeah, Kat Stratford.
Yee for you.
I'm very happy about it. Even 7 of 9, she's so, you know, she is similar in elements to the Borg and shit. My honorable mentions, Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
Who I left out because I knew that Megan would be mad at me.
Velma. She's a special correspondent on the Tyra show.
I know that.
Topanga, like, even in the early years when she's totally out there and, like,
draws
a heart
just,
on her face with lipstick.
Yeah, it was actually better then than when she became this horrible bitch. Mm. She's just a terrible person.
She got mean the more pounds came on.
Why? I want to.
I thought that she was supposed to get more jolly.
When they moved into family student housing?
Totally.
And he painted the whole house
yellow. He went to the cork store and like the cork store.
To Benga, Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Okay, I almost had a Scooby-Doo. That's a good one.
Word. Winnie Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very contentious choice. Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus. Doug's and Miss
really?
Frizzle. Sure.
Like, you have, like, a secret party crash?
Would it be better? Hurtful. Would it be better?
Ma!
I don't want to talk about that.
After a deep snap.
No. Miss Frizzle is like, whole coherent thoughts that aren't about, like, the government planning thoughts in our brain or, like, how chicken is evil. Or whatever.
Or like, let's fly this magic school bus inside another student's ear.
That's amazing. No, they didn't fly it in his ear.
Shrink and go inside his body.
They flew it. They didn't fly it in his ear. They flew it in an open wound on his, like, leg.
Wait,
And then they quit with the platelet.
The best part.
Yeah,
because
they got sneezed out.
Yeah, the best part. No, I think they got pooped out. I think the best part.
No.
I'm pretty sure. And the best part, though, was they went down on the planets, which, by the way, as they were traveling from one planet to the other, they were all in, like, a nice line. Like, if you were traveling out from the sun, they were just in one line.
Well, how often does that happen? Of course they seize the opportunity.
2012. And then, on Pluto, back when that was still a planet, pour some out for Pluto. Arnold, the, like, red-headed dork kid, took his helmet off on Pluto, and what happened was, he didn't explode like you would. Yeah, no, he just turned into ice cubes. Mm-hmm. Like, his face became made of ice cubes with bolts for eyes, and then it then they did, like, a dissolve back to him just sitting in the classroom with, like, blankets on. Like, look, I wish I hadn't done that. I was very cold.
It shattered
everything that I held dear when I realized, you know, that.
And my number
one horrendous inconsistency.
My number one honorable mention from Batman Beyond, Max, Hacker Chick Max.
Yes.
Word.
Yes.
Red hair.
Mm-hmm.
And like everyone else in the Batman Beyond universe, like super pointy boobs for no reason.
Whatever. Harley Quinn worked it. Whatever.
Word. No, I'm just saying. Alright, so that's our top five for this week. Feeling pretty good about them.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody have any like last minute thoughts? They just thought of?
If I could add movies, I would totally give a shout out to Eric Von Detten.
Brink. TV movies should count.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Since we don't have any rules and we just sort of fuck around, I don't know why it can't count.
Ooh, and I don't know the actor's name, but Johnny Tsunami.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, that kid.
He can surf and ski and skateboard.
Word.
And win
even
the
though they're apparently totally different skill sets.
The kids from Home Improvement.
Real? Taryn Noah Smith?
All three
either?
Of them?
Yeah. I had a thing for Taryn Noah Smith until he decided he was goth.
Yeah, nobody had JTT.
Yeah, see, I was figuring that it would have been, like, it's a base that would have been covered.
Where's JTT with you guys on this?
I was never a real fan of JTT.
Yeah. I remember my great Man in the House.
Yeah, that's true. No, but, like, my friend, when we were little, she said that she could not wait. Like, she would talk about this all the time. She could not wait for her 18th birthday so that she would...
No, not what you're thinking.
No.
So that she was old enough to call a psychic to see if she would ever marry JTT.
That's the best thing I've ever heard. I just remember being excited to turn 18 when I was a kid because I wouldn't have to ask my parents' permission to get online anymore. It's like, sweet.
My parents just
suck
like,
it, AOL.
Hey, there's this new thing that got invented. It's called the internet. Have fun.
Yeah, my too.
This is whatever what happened.
Don't
I got
Google
really
cops.
Good at poker.
don't Google it. I remember, you guys remember AOL keyword whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good times. I remember when we first got AOL, that my mom was so Jewish mother-y about restricting our access that if you went to keyword Nickelodeon, there was stuff on there that you wouldn't be able to do. It was like, whoa. Are you sure you're ready for this? Like, we can't just let you into the all that area. Just really, you're going to find out up here, ask Cargo, all kinds of shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my parents did. And then I put
my parents knew I was too smart and I
put,
around them.
I put a keylogger on my parents' computer and found out their password.
And
then
they found out.
And then they found out and took away my internet for a while. But then then I just downloaded Net Zero and just snuck online while they were sleeping. So it all balanced out.
Yeah, well, I downloaded porn just because, you know, because I was like, eight.
You're like, screw it.
I was
like born when you were eight?
The first time I ever saw porn was when I was like 8 years old. Cause
what the?
They were scrambled on the TV.
Yeah, okay.
30
that's
and 31.
Mine was online. And it was
because,
do you remember AOL, like your screen name? You would have like a AOL profile.
Yeah.
So I would like make friends. I was in chat rooms all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I would find someone's profile and be like, what? And then finally, like, one of my friends dared me to download it. And then, like, I was like, fuck. And so, of course, I'm 8. So all I did was delete the icon off the desktop.
You delete, like, the shortcut?
So, anyway, my dad found it, but I was 8. So he was like, just don't click on shit you don't understand.
Right. You were like, I understand,
father.
That happened to me once. Me and my friends downloaded a whole bunch of porn. And it was, like, weird stuff, too, because we were just trying to... like anything we could think of, like, I wonder if there's porn of that.
Sure is. There sure is.
The answer is yes. But so, I deleted it all, like, all the ones that we actually downloaded, like, that we watched. Like, I deleted those from the computer, but I forgot. From LimeWire.
I'm sorry, my bad.
But I forgot to go and clear out the, like, incomplete file. there was this file full of, like, I don't even know how many. Because, you know, like, you click on one, it's not loading, so, like, whatever. I didn't realize that it saves those.
Yeah.
And so one day my dad was, like, backing up my computer. And he was just, like...
on there?
What?
What files did he find on there?
Like, he found all... Because he opened... Because he was... Because I don't remember what he was doing, but...
No, I'm just saying what kind of files were on there.
Sheep on Siamese
twins. No, like, literally, there was midgets, bestiality, there was, like, basically, if it was fucked up and it was porn, like, it was in there, because we were just like, I wonder what this... It's like, oh. Like, most of it, we were just kind of like, that's gross. Never watching that.
Better gross than bored. That is my review of the Paris Hilton sex tape.
Oh, that's so sad. That's like the saddest thing ever.
The Paris Hilton sex tape?
Hi, I'm in my room, I assume. What's happening? We're on recording.
Hi!
Are
you making anything?
Yeah, we are, yeah. Oh. No, you're fine.
Oh my god, how cool! So where do I log in? No, just
Okay, so while you're here, stay here for a second. I have to ask you a question. My roommate, Arena.
Hi.
Landlady? Landlord? What's better?
Whatever.
The chick who owns the house that I'm sleeping in. So I need you to answer for your people real quick.
Yes.
Yeah.
You mean the Latinas or who?
The Argentinians.
Oh, okay.
So I saw this clip online that I'm having a little trouble with. So they have a version of Dancing with the Stars.
They do?
Yes, in Argentina.
Okay.
It is like the clip that I saw of it, at least, and Megan can back me up on this, she's seen it too, is like the dirtiest thing I've ever seen on television.
So very, like, very end, he like rips her bra and starts sucking on her nipples.
No, Pamela Anderson and Mike Tyson just signed up to do Argentinian Dancing with the Stars.
They're gonna end up having sex on television. That's what happens on that show. Oh. Like, no, this girl got nude and was being, like, molested on... It was really upsetting.
Those movies are not a big deal. Actually.
Right.
Yeah,
but I mean, can a dude just, like...
But, like, the whole fucking part of it. So, like, if you go to a beach, they're topless, and, like, thongs are very normal.
Sure. No, that is...
And they swear on TV.
No, I'm not talking about just, like, what she was wearing. It was a lot more just, like, the actual... The depiction. Yeah. Well, it was just gross. Like, he was,
that's
like,
all
down and up and everywhere.
The most... The sexiest dance is just the lambada.
Right.
Okay. But then in Brazil, they're more conservative than in Argentina in that regard.
Yeah.
So I think, because I just came from Rio, and I was all, that's weird. Everyone seems very, and I was like, isn't this the place where it was all out? And they're like, no. Only in Carnival.
They save it all up, right?
Nah, I know, it's like all spent up. So I believe it.
Yeah. I just was like, I was basically saying,
I'm not surprised.
Because it's funny, because, like, they're down to, like, he's just, like, in his underwear, and she's just, like, in her underwear.
Yeah.
And then, like, he throws her backwards over, like, a desk, and takes her shirt off, and just goes at it, and, like, the host comes out and is like, whoa!
Like,
dives
in front
of him.
Yeah, it's like a 2.5 minute long dance, and every, like, 15 seconds or so, because... The director was on crack or something, like every 2 seconds he was cutting. And so at one point, for literally 1 second, they just cut to the director, like, or the host, like, ah! Like, he's just pulling his hair, like, what's going on? But they kept going, like, no, it was, yeah. I was like,
she was an office worker and he was a janitor, and then it was like porn.
Yeah, he was just gesturing with the broom and stuff. It was really
bad. They kept doing it where, like, he would put her right here and move his head
around.
Like,
she would sit on his shoulders the wrong way.
No way.
Yeah.
But they're being judged on their dancing?
Yeah. I'm sure. I'm sure that's why they're getting all the call-in votes. it was, I saw this on Gawker, so what are you going to do? I might be the only street teacher that's a Gawker.
Surprise. I believe that. That's the way to...
Well, if you're on, like, we might have you sit for your story on the next episode.
Oh,
if you're up for that.
About my color?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. That's another exciting preview for our next episode. Do you guys have any more thoughts for this one?
No, but I appreciate the Argentinian insight.
Absolutely. Right on. So I guess, I don't know. Thank you. So I guess that was pretty much wraps up. We'll see you guys next week, and until next time, the enemy's gate is down.
Bye.